Guess who? Kaylee Chella checking back in with your top stories for today's evening news rundown. Two friends on a morning mountain bike ride 30 miles east of Seattle were attacked by a cougar, killing one of the men and leaving the second hospitalized. The Seattle Times reported that the cougar was later found up a tree near the dead man's body, where agents for the state's Fish and Wildlife Police shot and killed it hours after the Saturday attack. The names of neither men were immediately released. The injured man was in satisfactory condition at a hospital. Authorities say the cougar initially attacked him before running away. Moments later, it returned with deadly results. Sergeant Riot Abbott of the King County Sheriff's Office said, quote, "He jumped the first victim and attacked him. The second victim turned and started to run away. The cougar saw that and went after the second victim. The first victim saw his friend being pulled by the cougar. He got on his bike and started to bike away." The injured man rode for about 2 miles before getting cell phone coverage and calling 911. Abbott said when rescuers arrived, it took them about 30 minutes to locate the second victim, who was dead with the cougar standing on top of him. He said, quote, "The deputies shot at him and spooked him, and he ran off." It took several hours before authorities found a cougar up a tree 500 to 200 yards away and killed it. While the cougar was being hunted, rescuers had to wait to retrieve the dead man's body. Rich Beausoleil, the state's bear and cougar specialist, said it was only the second fatality in the state in the last 94 years, but, quote, "It's one too many." Lava creeping across roadways destroyed 4 homes and left dozens of others in the shadow of King Kilauea's volcano isolated Saturday, forcing more residents to plan for a possible evacuation. Hawaii County Civil Defense said a fissure near the neighborhood of Lanipuna Gardens has been continuously erupting, releasing a slow-moving lava flow. If that lava threatens a nearby highway, more people will be told to prepare for voluntary evacuation. On Friday, fast-moving lava crossed a road and isolated about 40 homes in a rural subdivision, forcing at least 4 people to be evacuated by county and National Guard helicopters. Scientists from the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said that the wide lava flow was very active Saturday morning and advancing at rates of up to 300 yards per hour. Starbucks announced a new policy Saturday that allows anyone to sit in its cafes or use its restrooms, even if they don't buy anything. The new policy comes 5 weeks after 2 black men who hadn't bought anything were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks. Company executives have said its previous policies were loose and ambiguous, leaving decisions on whether people could sit in its stores or use the restroom up to store managers. Starbucks said it has told workers to consider anyone who walks into its stores a customer, quote, regardless of whether they make a purchase. The company said anyone can use its cafes, patios, or restrooms without buying anything, but it noted workers should still call the police if someone is a safety threat. In a statement, Starbucks said, quote, "We are committed to creating a culture of warmth and belonging where everyone is welcome." The 2 men who were arrested April 12th in Philadelphia were awaiting a third person for a meeting. One of them was denied use of a restroom because he hadn't bought anything. A worker called the police after less than 5 minutes of the 2 men being there, and the men, Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson, were arrested. They spent hours in jail before being released. In response to the arrests, Starbucks plans to close more than 8,000 of its U.S. stores on the afternoon of May 29th for racial bias training for its employees. All right, guys, that's all I got for now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the latest. This is Kaylee Chella, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.